Begin the Kran and Daven Sefer, the second Daven and Gimel, begin the Amun Beis, begin the Taze Master, begin with the Gemara, Yehuda Sefer, he holds that Tekiya B'Tru, but Tekiya Achasi, therefore his numbers are different, it's 7 and not 21, because those three are considered as one. Now, says Taze, Mekan Rai, Le Pesha Conscious. From here, it's a proof to what Rashi says, the Pepek Mamad Likin, the Shabbos of Lamehem and Beis, Kabashesh Tekiyas B'Erev Shabbos, that they would blow 6 Tekiyas on Erev Shabbos, 3 to separate from work, or 3 to separate from Kedus L'Choyl. The Rashi says, Shekulim, say the Tekiyah, true Tekiyah, that each one of them was a true and Tekiyah. And it's not that all 6 were Tekiyahs, which that you see that this that you have of the Tekiyahs are Tekiyah, true and Tekiyah. And according to Behuda, they consider Tekiyah, true and Tekiyah as one, so it would be only 2 and not 6. Now, probably telling the house this is over there, his chilut to create tekiyah shniya, that he started to do a second tekiyah. So it says tekiyah lavdafki, right? It's not precisely a tekiyah, because it's a truhi, because we said the second one is always going to be a true. Like Rashi says that that's the 6 are tekiyah, true, tekiyah, tekiyah, true, and tekiyah. And the proof for Rashi is the ketonim asnitin, because the Mishnah says over here that we don't do less than 21, we don't do more than 48. And in that are the shalosh lahaftel sama malacha, the 3 to stop the people from doing work, which the Gemara says is not like Rabbi Yehuda, who he says a lesser figure. And Rabbi Yehuda lechoshev le'alachas, Rabbi Yehuda considers it only as one, because again, according to him, tekiyah true tekiyah is one. Now, if the 3 to stop the people from doing work are all tekiyahs, then why would Rabbi Yehuda consider it as one? Obviously, when he has a right to Rashi, the true tekiyah is one. And therefore, that's why we're saying that those are the 6 tekiyas, are tekiyah trua and tekiyah. Now, Babakav, the mean mishmain, although we say now, so get that little bit of the that he holds that they're one, that he made tekiyah trua, but tekiyah, but like klum, that we say that, you know, interrupt at all between them. Based on this, well, this would be difficult because, the first 3 tekiyas on the Erev Shabbos, they would stop. So if so, according to Yehuda, so you could say that you have to say that they're all tekiyas, and therefore you could stop between them, which is not like Rashi who says that tekiyah true tekiyah. And that's the taste that says, no, just that we say that there is no hefsek between them, lava kulukoi. It's not going on all the tekiyas that I mentioned in the Mishnah. Because the hanas lahavtel sama malacha, you're right, those that would to stop the people from doing work, they're actually Yeshua's godlam and zulas, there actually was a big gap between them. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could stop between them, because like the Gemara says there in Shabbos, that it wasn't all at the same time. And if it's not difficult on this, that we're saying from Rashi, that there's a tekiyah trua and tekiyah for the tekiyahs, because although according to Yehuda, that you're not allowed to stop, that's not going on all the tekiyahs, that's not going on the ones of lahavtel am mimalacha.